Understand me. I find myself, I just can't help it. Late over in the midnight hour, I find myself, I have to pray about it. And then again, I find myself, Lord knows I have to sing about it. Fellas, would you sing about it? Lord have mercy. Oh, that sounds good to me. Take up too much of your time, but I just got to tell you about it. Everywhere I go, I hear people talking about they need love. But I find out in order to have love, you first have to give love. Lord have mercy. And when you have love, you gonna find peace. And when you have love and peace, Lord knows you'll find happiness. Oh, I'm sitting here and my mind go back to the time back home in my home church. You know, I used to sing a little bit on the choir, and we used to sing about love. Mercy.
All right.
Oh, I used to sing a little bit. And I find myself so many times singing about love. And I want to ask you a favor out there. I know you can't see me, and I can't see you, but I want y'all to join in with me, because I know the same thing that I'm talking about means so much to you. So what about let's just sing it together? Will that be okay with you? Lord have mercy. Can't do without it. No, 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 no. Oh, I'm gonna leave you alone, but I got to tell you a little more about it. You know, the other day, me and my organ player, Brother Sam Moses, we was sitting down, and Brother Sam said, Tommy said, love means so much to me. He said, I just want to play about it. I said, okay, Sam, play out your soul. Do y'all like that? Wait, 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 wait 1 minute. Oh, I didn't stop there. Brother Sam's William told me the same thing. Play Sam. That one day, that this world will have this love, peace, and happiness. I love you. Today I found you.
whatever you're doing, I want to let you know one thing. You may be on your job, or you may be riding along in the car. You may be in your house, but I want you to know one thing, and that is none but the righteous. I said none. It's real simple. Listen to these words. What would y'all do? But I couldn't do a thing without the Lord on my side, y'all. Oh,
what would you do?
What would y'all do?
If the Lord. That make you wanna cry.
Oh, yeah.
But you feel hurt inside.
Oh, yeah.
Would that make you wanna run and hide?
Oh, yeah.
Would that make you wanna lay down and die?
my mother was in misery. I hurried home as fast as I could. I rushed home like a good child should. She had so much pain pressing her head, lying down on the sick bed. But I heard my mother say, just before she passed away, I'm free at last, free at last, free at last. She said it again, she said, I'm free at last, free at last. Kept on talking, you know, and she said this, she said, I watched you grow, my son. I told you about the wrong things you've done. I nursed you from a child. I took care of you when your father died. Now I'm free at last. She raised the voice, you know. She said, oh, I'm free at last. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Free at last. Oh, no more tears to shed. No more bowing down head. I'm free at last.
Sometimes I look back over my life and see how far the Lord has brought me. I realize that He's brought me through many dangers, seen and unseen dangers. And it makes my soul look back and wonder sometimes. You ought to hear me pull my arms every now and then and look back and say, oh my.
Yes, Is that all right? Is that enough? Huh?
I may be sick.
I may be sick.
Gospel music, old and new, quartet, and contemporary Christian music. Join us Monday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina, and catch the wave.
I've found healer.
North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
In the floorboard, and I thought I would never walk again. But you know, someone dialed 911, the emergency medical service, and after they dialed, they came out and began to cut me out of the car. There for 2 long hours, they took what they called the jaws of life and began to cut the car up around me. I sit there with pain racking all through me. I thought I was gonna lose my feet. I thought I was gonna lose my legs. But God is such a good God, and I thank Him for it right now. As I sit there, I said, Lord, you know, and I don't believe you brought me this far to leave me right now. So they cut me out of the car and got me out to safety. And when they got me out, I said, Lord, I want to thank you, because things could have been worse than what they were. And I want to tell all of you who are out there right now, got your hand in God's hand, God will take care of you. Sometimes it may not seem like it, seem like the road is rough, the going gets tough, but He will take care of you. And I don't know about you right now, I thought I was going to lose my feet and legs, but
If you could see me right now, I'm walking on my feet, I'm walking on my legs, and I just give God the praise right now, because he didn't have to do it, but he did it anyway, and I want to let y'all know that he will.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Nobody but me.
I'm not walking right. Oh, say,
say a prayer from me.
Let me say it again. When you see me, and I'm not a walking right. Oh, say, if you hear me, and I'm not talking right, oh say,
say a
please,
for me.
Oh, and if you hear me, and I'm just learned to get down on now. I'll bend in knees and speak to God concerning every problem we face. Oh, say
a prayer for me.
One more thing. Oh, I know sometimes that you feel like that you're right and I'm wrong, but whatever you do, say
a prayer for me.
Oh, we might not ever agree, but would you do this one thing for me? And say,
oh,
please,
for me.
Oh, yeah, just pray. And the morning,
pray.
And the evening,
that's what
help me pull through and say
a prayer.
I'm just trying to encourage somebody out there that prayer, who still, I'm a living witness. I can tell somebody out there that prayer still,
still.
Mother, I know it's rough, but you got to hang on in there, 'cause prayer will. Daddy, I know it's rough, but you got a secret weapon. Just pray about it. Get down on your knees and begin to talk to God and say, here I am, Lord. Take my hand and lead me on and help me to stand. Oh, yeah. There's one thing about prayers that'll move heaven and earth. Something about prayers that will try.
Thank you. I'm see me, and tears are falling from my eyes. It's because I'm thankful. Dancing around and you're wondering why. It's because I'm thankful. Oh, Lord. Listen. So when I think about your goodness and all the ways you've made for me, I did nothing to deserving. It's just you keep blessing me, and without your tender mercy, I don't know where I would be. Make me see I'm thankful for everything you've done.
Anybody in this room tonight?
Because I'm thankful.
Listen here. When I remember where I was and where I am right now, it makes me say I'm thankful. The Lord lifted my head when I felt like throwing in the towel. Listen, Lord, that's why I'm thankful. Oh, yes, I am. Because you were not there when my life was hurting, but somehow God, He brought through as He did. And what the enemy meant for my evil, God, you turned it around for my good. And there never was a moment when you left me there alone. Oh, that's why I'm thankful. Any thankful people in this room? Because of the blood, Lord, you forgave me. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thankful. Yes, Lord, I am. I need to know how many thankful people are in this room can say them. If you're really thankful, come on, someone tell them again. It's because I'm thankful. Come on, tell them. It's because I'm thankful, Jesus. Because I'm thankful.
Thank you. y'all thankful in here? Oh, because the tendency is to want to complain. But I wish you could travel and see who doesn't have what you have. How many of y'all just thankful for everything the Lord does for you? How many just grateful that God has been so good to you? And I'm just thankful, thankful, Lord. Thankful, Jesus, for the times you stood by me when everybody had
hold on. Though the clouds seem dark, we came here to tell somebody tonight. Just hold on. Though your way seems hard, can I tell somebody on this side? If you just hold on, y'all don't know it, but you're looking at a witness. The sun will shine again. In fact, I can see a light just around the bend. So the nightingale stopped by to tell you that just all you gotta do is hold on. If you hold on to God's unchanging hand, God will win the fight. Is there anybody here that's ever been brought out of a storm? Then you know what I'm talking about. Help me say, hold on. It will be. See, God stands at the beginning. Then he looks all the way down at the end. So God already knows. Can I get me a witness in here tonight? Exactly what you do. So in spite of how dark it seems, just we stop by to tell somebody to hold on.
He's going to see you.
My time has come and gone, but I sense that somebody needs to hear me say, sometimes it seems, I can really talk about this part, like all hope is gone. Anybody ever been there? Just remember, God has promised he won't leave you alone. Somebody in the midst of a storm tonight, you'll appreciate this. Although it may seem hard, God told me to tell y'all, stand on God's word. You know why? 'Cause the battle is not yours. It belongs to the Lord. Grab hold of God's unchanging hand and just hold on. I don't care what it looks like, it is. Here they can relate to me, because at one time, just like me, you were down and out. But tonight you can get up and you can testify that you can't get too low to where God can't reach down and pick you up and turn you around and place your feet on him. God, God, he knows. Oh, I wish I had at least one witness in him. He knows exactly. Look at somebody and tell him that. Somebody say, hold on.
Hold on.
Look at them and say, hold on.
Hold on.
You don't know what you're doing, because some of y'all think that it takes the educated phrases that get you over. Some of y'all think that it's a 16 or 17 letter word that gets you through. But sometimes you just simply need to have somebody walk up to you, look you dead in the eye and say, hold on.
Hold on.
Tell somebody, say hold on. And I dare not try to leave out of here tonight without telling y'all what my mama used to tell us when we were nothing but little bitty children, and when our back was showing up against the wall and we were right smack dab in the center of a storm. And most importantly, some of those so-called friends that had promised my mama that they were going to be with her even until the end, when we got right in the center of our storm, y'all know exactly what happened. They vanished on my mama. But then my mama would look at all of those 15 head of children and say, he may not come exactly when you want him, but he's always on time.
Man playing Santa Claus, blew in the town with old Jack Frost. Now he's handing out candy canes and smiles for free. People scurry with their lists, rushing around to buy those gifts that will end up wrapped up underneath that tree. I'm sitting at this red light, looking at a manger scene, watching snowflakes kiss that baby, and it makes me think. I wonder what God wants for Christmas, something that you can't find in a store. Maybe peace on earth, no more empty seats in church, might be what's on his wish list. I wonder what God wants for Christmas.
Walked up to me one day and he said, son, your way is gonna be hard. He
music or the first thing that people that you try to depend on, they gonna be the one to try to tear you down. Listen, I made God a promise when I opened up to let him in. If you free my soul from a burning hell, I won't let Satan in. Then I said, you know how much I can bear. Whenever I need you, you're always there. And I ain't, oh no,
gonna lay my religion down.
Another thing about it, y'all, listen. Sister Mary, she told me, she said, I know you get lonely sometimes. She said, doors of my house is always open. She said, just open up and come on in. Then she said, God knows we're human. We're gonna sin. She said, now, why can't me and you be more than just friends? I said, no. Take a little drink. He said, just as long as you do it behind closed doors, no matter what the people think. Then he said to me, he said, God knows we're human and we're gonna slip. He said, come by my house and we can have a little sip. I said, no.
Just give God a wave offering. Can you think of anything he done for you today that you could tell him thank you? He told me to tell everybody to praise him. Praise him. Everybody, praise him. Praise him in the morning. Praise him in the room. Everybody, praise him. Jesus said, tell y'all to praise him. Praise him. Everybody ought to praise him. He told me to tell y'all to praise him when you're happy. Praise him when you're sad. Everybody ought to praise him. Jesus. Everybody,
everybody,
you too. Oh, glory, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You may have your seats. I tell you, he's great tonight. When I think about what he done for me, my soul just get happy. Hallelujah. We're so grateful for all of you to come and help us to witness this great move of God. How many of you all are saved tonight? Yeah, I seen some hands go up like that. Both of them went up. I seen some go like and ain't quite sure about that thing. Now, after being saved, how many of y'all know you got the Holy Ghost? If you know you got it, why don't you just hunt somebody? Say, neighbor, I got it. Greg's going to come at this time. He's coming at this time. Listen, listen. Greg was saying to me one day, he said, now, one day Jesus touched me. And he said, he first started off saying, somebody. And then he said, but I knew it wasn't on a mama. He said, because our mama done touched me many a time. And I didn't feel what I felt. And so I looked at him and he said, man, that was Jesus. So Jesus, he done touched Greg.
Oh, Lord, I want you to move. Saying, oh. I want you to move. Sam. Seven seals. Ezekiel talked about him. Said he's a wheel in the middle of a wheel. When the
fire
hey, and the
wheel begins to
y'all know y'all just can't hardly step there and hold your peace. Y'all tell me how and hold your peace. Can I get a witness here and hold your peace tonight? How many of y'all feel Jesus now? Is anybody here love him? Somebody here love him. The reason why I love him. He's been so good to me. Can I get another witness? I'm talking about a Holy Ghost witness. I'm talking about a Holy Ghost witness. Is anybody got the Holy Ghost? Is anybody got the Holy Ghost? Is anybody got the Holy Ghost? About the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will make you walk right. The
The Holy Ghost will make you talk right. The Holy Ghost will make you shout right. I'm talking about the Holy, Holy Ghost. I'm talking about the Holy, Holy Ghost.
Can I get another witness? How many of y'all love Jesus?
Let me see you raise your hand. 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 Why I'm living, he woke me up this morning, he woke me up on time, I had my health and strength, and I was home in my right mind.
Lincoln Park Holiness Church on 13th Heath Street, Raleigh, North Carolina, where Overseer William Eli Radcliffe is pastor. With Thanksgiving cheer and hallelujah praise, we give God all the glory as we pray for a season filled with love, fellowship, and prosperity.
The Son of God became a man to enable men to become the sons of God.
Unto us a child is born. Peace on earth, goodwill.
Bless us, Lord, this Christmas with the quietness of mind, and teach us to always be patient and kind.
You can never truly enjoy Christmas until you can look up into the Father's face and tell Him you have received His Christmas gift.
As we put gifts under the tree, let's not forget to be grateful for the one that died on the tree. Happy holidays from Lincoln Park Holiness Church.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
you don't mind, take 1 minute out and tell him for me today that he... a Bible and read Daniel, the third chapter, 23rd through the 25th verse, where he delivered Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego from the fire of furnace. Don't tell me God won't deliver. If you don't believe, read John, the 11th chapter, 43rd and 44th verse, where he spoke to Lazarus, and he stepped out from his grave.
Hallelujah.
Don't tell me God won't deliver. Oh,
yeah.
You read on a little further. Mark the 6th chapter, 38th and the 44th verse, where he took two little fish, five loaves of bread, and prayed.
All the times, Lord, you brought
me out,
brought me
out,
brought me
out.
Every now and then I stop and look back over my life, and I can see all the times, Lord, you brought
me out.
Lord, you've been a real friend.
trouble came.
You brought me.
I called on your name.
You brought me.
And you eased the pain.
You brought me.
Yeah.
No, you brought me out.
You picked me up.
You brought me.
When I was falling down.
Oh, Lord, you were right on time. Had my
In contemporary music.
Check it out now. With the flow, here we go, yo.
Yeah, baby. Come on.
Traditional music.
They're going to be with you always. But when you get in trouble, you can't find them. It's part of the process. Because God trying to cut folk that always pulling from you but never give back to you.
It's all live right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.